Welcome to yet another episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is Cog 218, oiled by the blood of www.gruntfreepress.com. I'm your sergeant, Absolute Deicide. Send any letters to your loved ones. Care of podcast at gruntfreepress.com. Just remember that it's standard operating procedure for all mail to be opened, scanned into the system, and searched thoroughly for any contraband or classified information, like when the next review will be written. That's a top secret classified of the highest level. I keep getting fucking people online too. They give me just random people to show up in like my streams and shit and give me like the fucking gif or some shit of like a middle finger or give me fucking middle finger emojis. For the life of me, I can't tell if they're fans of the site or the show or they just people who just don't like me in general. I don't know. Fuck them either way. Fucking cunts. All of them. But I really trailed off at the end of last week's episode. A couple things I wanted to cover that I kind of crapped out of writing and recording. I was fucking done. And right now I'm fucking sick as shit, so everything's going well for me. Thanks for asking. Like, I don't know if I emphasized just how shitty the game Control was. That game sucks real bad. It goes on way too long. I mean, you're doing the same shit over and over, and basically the same environments. The checkpoints are fucking awful, and they were fucking pissing me off. Just fucking like, all right, well, whatever, dude. I fucking died. Where do I start? Oh, fucking all the way back here. Whatever. Some control point, which is halfway across the fucking map or whatever. That fucking sucks. So, yeah, you'll be in, like, this 10-15-minute-long firefights, which is, I mean, the fights are tedious because the guns in the game are fucking garbage, so they're not even firefights, really. I mean, you fucking constantly run out of ammo and just fucking, like, all right, well, cool, because guns are useless, I guess, so I'll just start fucking spamming these powers, you know, one or two powers that I have repeatedly. You know, even when you get like new fucking abilities and powers and shit, that should be cool. I mean, like fucking like, oh, cool. You know, towards the end of the game, it's like, oh, now I can levitate. I can float around the fucking environment and like dash in the air and shit. Like, that's pretty fucking sweet. But why would you like this fucking cool? But why would you do that? Why would you put yourself up in the air so there's no fucking cover? And you know, like everybody's shooting at you. It's like, cool, I'm floating in the air. It's a fucking target up there. Everyone's fucking blasting the shit out of you. Awesome. Brilliant fucking move. Good fucking design there. But, you know, at least they give you a ground pound ability, kind of like in Halo 5. You're up in the air, you can fucking slam down and, you know, fucking do an attack from the air. That's pretty powerful. Too bad it drains all of your energy, so doesn't matter if you have a fucking full bar, full fucking energy bar, or you have like the smallest sliver, you can still fucking do it, but you do the ground pound, all that shit's gone. Like all of it, as much or as little of it as you fucking have, it's just fucking, that shit doesn't seem balanced correctly. Like why, how does that even fucking make sense from, you know, like a gameplay, like game mechanic fucking standpoint? This is kind of ridiculous. You know, kind of like how there's like a million upgrades you can do for your guns, but no way to increase the magazine size of them at all, which is like the main problem. Like the main problem with the gun is fucking if I could just fire more than like 12 fucking shots that do no damage, and then, you know what I mean, have to wait for it to fucking recharge. Like it might be able to use this a little bit more, but they don't bother fucking no way to fucking do fix that. So it's like Remedy, that the developers of the game, it's like they have never played like another shooter before, because, you know, like how do you reload a gun in a game? You know, the X button, you think? You would think like every other fucking game, But in Control, you press X to reload, and it switches your weapon. And you can't, you just can't reload your gun, period, for whatever reason. It regenerates ammo automatically. It's on, like, a cooldown, the ammo, so it's, you just stop shooting, and then, like, it just regenerates the fucking ammo. For some reason, I don't know, to piss me off, I guess, because it's like, oh, I'm low on ammo, I'm out of ammo, press X to fucking reload and switch to another gun, and they all, like, they all use the same fucking ammo reserve, so, once again, for some reason, like, this, like, why did they do this? Like, it's just retarded, or the fact you press up on the D-pad, and that brings up the map, like, you don't press the back button to bring up the map. I mean, like, fucking, it's one of those, like, oh, well, you can get used to it. It's just, like, different buttons for everything. But, like, why should you have to? It's just kind of, like, there's no reason for this. Like, this is kind of standard fucking shit that you do in every other game. This game isn't really that unique. Like, if, you know, I was, like, a shooter with some, like, abilities and shit, that's, like, every fucking other shooter out there now. So, well, why is it, why am I pressing fucking, you know, X to switch guns and shit? It's just fucking stupid. I don't know. Why would you do that? So you're in these fucking 15-minute firefights against, mediocre enemies. And a lot of the fights take place on these dark platforms with, bottomless pits below you. You can barely see where the edge of the platforms are because everything's just dark. And I think this is going to be the theme for this week, where you'll start off fighting these shit grunt enemies for a little bit, who aren't that hard. I mean, he's kind of fucking couple shots or whatever, a couple throwing fucking telekinesis shit at him, and they die. And then they'll introduce dudes in there with rockets that can more or less, like, one shot kill you with a fucking rocket launcher. And they don't look that distinct from any other enemy, so he'll be working on this, like, guys, oh, this group of fucking grunts, like four or five of them, like, take care of, stop working, taking those guys out. It looks like the same fucking enemy type. And then you're fucking like, all right, well, you're focusing on one guy. Then you just get blasted from behind, like, blindsided by fucking something you can't even fucking see, like a rocket. And then just fucking like, oh, you're dead. Fucking lose, like, 10 minutes of your life and fucking start over again. It's like, oh, that's fucking great. Like, fucking, that's amazing. They couldn't, like, I don't know, make those guys, like, wear red or something, or, you know, like, something different. Now, I think they might have, like, different helmets on, which you can barely fucking see with all this shit going on. And I don't know if it's a glitch in the game or what, but it definitely seemed like the first bit of damage that I took, it didn't matter what the fuck was hitting me. Like, it could be somebody shooting at me with a pistol. It could be, like, somebody, you know, a grenade exploding, like, an inch away from my face. It didn't matter. Like, no matter what, the first hit, it would always take off almost half of my fucking life bar. It would just be gone with that one hit. You know, I was fighting this optional boss that was, it's just like a giant sphere that would rotate 90 degrees every, you know, 30 seconds or so and shoot, shoot some sort of, energy beam, and, you know, like, project this energy beam out in the way it was facing. And there were four platforms just kind of, like, floating in the air that you had to levitate to, you know, and then, like, you had to go to the one that he was gonna shoot, you know, open up and shoot the energy out of. He's supposed to, like, shoot while it's open, you know, do enough damage while his fucking mouth or whatever is open, before he does his attack. And I would be nowhere near the fucking blast, and then fucking boom, fucking just, like, half my health gone all of a sudden. But I wouldn't be, like, in the fucking vicinity of where the fucking blast was. It's just like, dude, it's some kind of, like, glitch, dude. I'm not even, like, near what the, like, I'm not even near this fucking guy. Like, where's attacks coming from? It's just like, it's walking the room pretty much, and half your health's gone. Something's going on there. Fucking glitch, I swear. Something stupid. Or if not, it's something, it's like some really dumb, like, oh no, you just didn't see this or whatever, you know, that worked. It's like, well, I did that fight probably like 30 fucking times, dude, and I couldn't tell you what, you know what I mean? It's just fucking bad design either way. So the way you gain health back is pretty gay too. It doesn't regenerate at all. Like, there's no, like, regenerating health. It might, like, and if you ever just like, have like a tiny, like one hit point, like it might like regenerate back to like 5 or 10% or something, but it's maybe like, I don't know, one bullet. He's still going to die like one shot at that point anyway, so it doesn't even fucking matter. Instead, when you damage enemies, these little blue balls pop off of them, and you have to physically get close to them to like absorb them, and that's what heals you. Which is fine in concept. It's kind of like, I don't know, like Doom or like, you know, Doom 4 or whatever, 2016 Doom, something like that. It's like, all right, but it just doesn't fucking work. Like some of the combat encounters, again, it's just like, do they know that like how the fucking health system works? I'm fighting these guys because this totally doesn't fucking work. Like the combat scenarios they put you in is like, this just doesn't work for what the fuck this game is doing. Like, it's fucking stupid. Like that boss I was talking, that sphere or whatever, right? That was fucking just draining my health for no reason. Glitchy garbage. So some enemies will spawn on the four platforms. It'll just be like random, like ads, you know, more ads, fucking grunt enemies just spawn on the platforms. Presumably for you to kill them and get health. It's like, all right, some shit enemies, they'll drop the fucking, you know, blue balls for you to pick up. But you have to, like, float over there. Again, you have to levitate over there. And there's no cover in the room. It's just those four platforms. So you're getting over there. Even if you're dashing, it's like, well, there's nowhere to get any kind of cover. So I'm just getting shot. I'm just levitating in the air. These guys are just fucking shooting me as I'm fucking, like, heading over there. God forbid you fucking run out of the levitation charge, whatever, while you're in the air. You'll drop and just die immediately. So it's like, oh, I just gotta fucking just get over there as quick as I can. Guys with fucking machine guns blast me in the face the whole time. Like, really nothing you can fucking do about it. And then it's like, all right, well, get over there, kill them. And then you get, like, this, like, tiny little minuscule bit of life. Like, maybe, probably less life than you fucking, like, spent just getting over there, getting fucking shot. So, maybe you'll earn a little bit more, you know what I mean? But, and then there are these, like, floating fucks who get near you and they explode, and it's like, well, those will drop health orbs too if you shoot them. But I mean they get, like, most of the fucking levels is bottomless pit. Like, by the time they get to the fucking platforms, like, it's they're gonna just explode and fucking kill you pretty much. So it's like, well, I'm shooting them and I can see the fucking blue orbs coming out of them, but they're just like falling down into the fucking bottomless pit. It's like, cool, like, this is just ridiculous, dude. This is so stupid, you know. Bye bye orbs. So it's way more frustrating and difficult than it needs to be. Really, it's not like, I'm not saying the game's like fun hard even, you know. And he's like, oh, the game's like too difficult. I was going to these fights and I just like couldn't figure them out. Or it was too. It's just like fucking like, well, like, why is this like this? Like, why did they fucking design this game like? Why did they fucking design this level like this? This is fucking retarded. Hard. It's that kind of hard. So. The point I was trying to make, like 15 minutes ago was, it's super easy to be, like, backing away from or dodging fire, and you'll just fall to your death, because, you know, again, a lot of the fights are on these fucking, like, platforms and shit, so it happens constantly, and they could have made it so that you just, you know, respawn on the platform that you fell from, or, like, respawn somewhere a little bit away on another platform or whatever. And, like, just have you, like, lose some health or whatever, which, again, is pretty, you know, it's not like fucking, oh, it's just going to regenerate. It's like non-regenerating health. Like, you have to fucking do damage to fucking get the health back that you lost. But no, that's not, you know, even like, you know, Sekiro does that, you know what I mean? Like Sekiro, shadows die twice. Like, when you fucking fall off a ledge, it's like, oh, that's like respawn you back and, you know, fucking take some of your health off. So you're not fucking worried about it. It's like, oh, I can just fucking explore a little bit and then, you know, I might fucking lose some health or whatever. It's just, you know, it's a penalty, but it's not like instant death. But, nope, you know, it's in fucking Control, Control, instant death. You just fall to your death. Yeah, that's it. Back to the checkpoint. That's way too far back. And just start whatever fight you were doing from the beginning. And after you walk there again, and maybe like rewatch the same cutscene again, and fucking, we're still doing that bullshit. So, Control's fucking, it's just annoying. I was just annoyed with it. I think it's an annoying game to play. That's the long and short of it, really. It's poorly designed, both the combat and the story, I think, which is exactly what I expected, really. Like, as far as, like, the story and the atmosphere, it was a standard, like, Remedy sci-fi horror nonsense that's, like, scatterbrained as fuck. And they try telling it in, like, 50 different fucking mediums with, like, you know, cutscenes and character dialogue and flashbacks and, you know, the notes you're picking up and reading, you know, audio recordings and, like, these live-action videos and shit. Just make a fucking video game. Like, I don't give a shit about any of it. Like, it's fucking just like, I don't know, dude, this fucking, who gives a shit? It's fucking this stupid house I'm in. Like, who fucking cares at this point? real dumb. I think they wrote, like, the fucking, like, rough draft or, like, the log line, the selling point of the fucking game. And be like, oh, there's a house that, like, shifts and because of supernatural stuff. And, like, that's, like, as far as they got. Like, then they gave up and then, like, oh, he's throwing some random garbage. Cool. We made a fucking Remedy game. There's something about the protagonist's brother. I don't know, there might be some, like, mind manipulation thing in there somewhere, but again, who fucking cares, dude? I don't. It's just bad. Like, I'm just fucking, this game's bad for every reason, really. Just had to get that off my chest and clear the air there. But actually, good example, dude, of why the game sucks, right? So, as you're going through the, you know, it's open world, kind of, but not really. I mean, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you're clearing out, like, sections of the house or whatever, and, you know, again, the shitty map you're looking at. And, you know, there's, like, a main path you can kind of go down and fucking, like, just do that. And there's little side areas, sections of the map that are just have, like, question marks on them, and you might not even go over there if you don't want to or whatever, you know. Some of it's optional, some of it's fucking, like, whatever. You just have to go back to it later, they'll send you there. Or so I'm just fucking, like, randomly just fucking, like, exploring a little bit off the beaten path, and I see, or maybe I was just going somewhere because the map's so bad I thought I had to go for, like, the main fucking story, like, who knows. But I get to this, this room or whatever called the Ashtray Maze, right? And I walk in there, and there's, looks like a hotel lobby or something like that. You walk in there, and then there's, you know, the each room that you step into, like, it shifts, like, you see it, like, shift, you know, it'll fucking, like, open up, like, it'll get, like, pixelated or whatever the fuck, like, you'll see, like, the walls start moving, it'll change, so it's not like you're going in, like, a straight line, like, every room you go into, it's like, all right, well, now there's two doors, which door do you want to pick? Just, it's a maze, you know, it's the Ashtray Maze, they call it. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll try to fucking, like, figure this out. See, there's probably, like, some kind of, maybe, like, an upgrade or something at the end of this. I'll just try to go through it and fucking figure it out. So I'm just like, all right, well, what do I, am I looking for, is it like a painting on the wall? Do I have to keep going to the wall with the painting each time that it shifts? And that's how it was, like, Zelda's fucking Lost Woods or some shit, or where you're listening for a sound to follow or something like that. I was going through for, like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes trying different shit, and I'm just, I don't know, dude, like, I can't figure it out. So I'm like, all right, dude, again, I don't give a shit about this game. Let's fucking look it up online. You can't, like, it's unbeatable. Like, you can't beat it until you get to a certain point in this story. So what the fuck is that? Like, that's one of the worst things I've ever heard. They put in a fucking, like, some place you can go that's fucking this like, endless loop or whatever, with no, like, you know, there's no way to get through it until they want you to, but they don't really communicate, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, someone could be in there for their days, just fucking like, oh, what if I try this, and what if I, you know, like, trying to think they made some, like, smart solution, but it's just, they completely fucked it up. Like, it's just, like, that's gotta be the worst fucking puzzle, the worst puzzle or maze in fucking video game. There's no way, like, there's nothing that can compare to that. Like, that's the fucking worst thing. So again, when I saw that, I'm like, all right, well, let's try in this maze that you can't fucking beat, they have in here, until you get to, like, the end of the story, and then it just magically, like, something, again, something retarded happens. All right, you get some, like, magic fucking, like, headphones, you listen to, like, a mixtape or something stupid, then you just, like, walk through it, like, so bad. Everything about that is just awful. The game sucks. Like, that's the worst fucking, again, that's, like, the biggest fucking piece of like bullshit design I've ever seen come across in the game. There's no way, again, there's no, somebody can think of a way that there's something can be worse than just putting in an unbeatable maze. Until you get to a certain point in the story, and there's no way to tell that unless you look it up online because you get fucking frustrated. Let me know, because I don't think there is. Control sucks. So now, the Gears 5 plot, the story of Gears 5, on the other hand, fucking Shakespeare, compared to the previous campaigns in the Gears of War series anyway, I don't think anybody knew what the hell was going on in those games. They didn't really explain shit, and I kind of liked it that way. I used to actually frequent the Gears of War / Epic forums, whatever the fuck they were, when Epic Games was making it. And there wasn't a whole lot of lore discussion going on there. Like, nobody seemed to care. It's not like Halo where it's, here's the, section for discuss the story and the lore. I don't think anybody gave a shit. It was just all about whatever, different weapons and like multiplayer and shit. In fact, I specifically remember someone, actually my previous co-host, Clay Cuckolds, to give him credit where it's due. He was asking one of the developers, it could have been, it might have been fucking like Rod Ferguson or maybe fucking Cliffy B, one of those guys. They were on the forum doing like an AMA or something like that, something similar where it's just, hey, ask us questions. We'll be on for a day or whatever. Just post your questions. We'll answer them. And he asked, going through the story there, the Locust Queen, she's a human. It's just like a human. Is this the fucking leader of the Locusts, the fucking alien, whatever, monsters? And they just like responded. They're like, yep, that was it. Just, yep. And that's right. So it's like, I don't think they fucking cared either. I mean, that's the most explanation anybody got to something that was in like four or five games that was just like so weird and fucking silly. No, it's like, no, really. Like, why is it just fucking, it's like a chick that's just like, it looks like she's wearing a costume, like a Locust costume or some shit. Who's like controlling these fucking giant fucking beast monster things. But it didn't really fucking matter. I mean, what I always liked about Gears was that it was gameplay first. They just had short campaigns that were meant to be replayed on higher difficulties, and this cut out all but the most minimal of exposition. And say, just fuck it, just build these cool looking levels and fucking combat scenarios. And the reason why shit was, it's like, oh, I'm sure there's some reason. They were like, what the hell's going on with this fucking stupid war? And it's like, oh, well, your squad, like, their mission is to get this bomb to here or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, that's about it. Beyond that, I mean, that's for the developers to fucking justify, like, who fucking cares? Maybe. Or obviously they fucking didn't care. There's fucking, I don't know, it's the Locust. the fucking queen's a human, like, who cares? But for Gears 5, it seems like Microsoft is at least attempting to compete with Sony's many laborious single player epics that everybody seems to like, because there is a shit ton of story and like exposition and vibe and character moments and just walking around like empty locations and shit. Not fighting, like doing nothing really, just walking around, like walking around these fucking places. Quite a bit of downtime. And yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, they really did blow out the scope of the environments, like leading up to the release of this game. They were saying that the levels, it's like, oh, there's some levels in there that are at least five times the size that they had in any previous Gears game. There were even like rumors that it was completely open world. It's like, oh, it's an open world Gears game, you're gonna be going to fucking waypoints and doing like side missions and all this shit. And which led to the jokes of like, well, what are you gonna do in like these fucking big fucking invites? He's gonna like roadie run for like a mile in a single fucking stretch, like that's what they're gonna be doing in these fucking big environments. And game comes out and it's like, it is kind of dumb. like it is fucking kind of what you're doing. So I mean, the game's not all open. It's not like an open world game again. Not really, but there are a couple levels that are big, like open hubs, like almost how Metro Exodus was, where it's like, all right, here's like a big area that you can explore. Then you're gonna go down some linear shit, like for the main path. And those like the hubs or whatever, you're driving a vehicle called a skiff, which is it's basically just a sled with a wind sail attached to it, you know, a sail that catches wind or whatever. So fairly basic to control. You just hold down the right trigger for gas, and there's always fucking wind blowing everywhere at the same speed, apparently. You don't even fucking like get it. There's like no combat fucking abilities for it. You don't fight while you're on there, really. It's just used for transportation to get you to these small areas where you can just park the fucking thing and get out and just go off and explore on foot this little area. So it's not great. I mean, it's fucking at first it's like, oh cool, this open fucking thing to just fucking like bomb around in, but it's not that fun to fucking pilot. I don't know why it's there. Like, why am I just fucking going around and fucking like nothing? Why am I just fucking driving this thing around for no reason? Like, why don't I just fucking just walk 2 feet and just go to the next fucking area? Other than, I mean, it's just there to show like, hey, we can build these open areas if we want. And like, they look nice, don't they? It's like, yeah, it does look pretty good. But after playing it for a while, it's like, I don't know why I'm doing this. It is kind of a pain in the ass having to use pull up a map in a Gears game. And you do like set waypoints and get on and off the fucking skiff 10 times. And those levels fucking drag on for way too long. You know, I was just getting sick of looking at the same environments, as pretty as they were. I don't want to look at the same snow fields and like ice caves. It's like, oh, it's the same shit I'm looking at for 3 hours. You know what I mean? It's like, sorry, dude. Like just like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, this, if this is a level, like, this level should have been done, like, you know, like fucking 3 hours ago. I'm just like sick of looking at the same shit. So, yeah, then you go to, like, after the ice fields, the snow planet, or whatever the fuck it is. I still don't know what the fuck Gears is about. If they're hopping to different planets, or it's just fucking, I have no idea. So, then you go to like, the next level, and it's basically the same setup with the fucking, it's like, oh, here's the skiff we brought from the snow planet. And you're still driving around for no reason. Only this time it's in a desert. So you're looking at red sand as opposed to fucking white snow. And although they do throw in one obstacle to avoid while you're skiffing, tornadoes, because apparently they liked Mad Max Fury Road too. So that's something. There is something that's like, oh, well, watch out for the tornadoes. But I mean, it only happens like, there's only a few of them that show up, and you go between. It's like a scripted thing. You go between them, or you fucking die if you get too close to them. That's pretty much it. And it's not always clear like where it's safe to. It's like, oh well, am I between them? Like, you know, how close can I get to these fucking things before I just get sucked up and die? And so you get into these pretty fucking cheap like instant deaths in the middle of what. Yeah, it should just be like a light, like easy vehicle, like, you know, the Gears vehicle sections are just fucking like, I don't know, just fucking these stupid quick things that you do between the on foot shit, you know, just to mix it up. But it's like, oh, here's this fucking, I don't know, here's like a, you know, skiff challenge, but it's not that fucking, you know, it's just, oh, just avoid these fucking things, like that's it. And if not, start over. So, but, you know, if my main complaint with Gears 4, back when it was still called Gears of War, which is kind of funny because you have to think part of the reason that they dropped the of war part was to further distance themselves from fucking God of War, you know what I mean? Like it's not like fucking Gears of War and God of War were even fucking like similar games at all. Other than the fact they're like fucking console exclusives that have been going around for roughly the same time. I think God of War is older by a little bit. Well, yeah, I'd be a console generation. Yeah, so God of War has been on a little bit longer, but it's just fucking, you know, it's just Sony and Microsoft's big fucking franchises, and two of the three words in the title are the same. You know what I mean? Like, that's about it. But then, and then most of the changes that they've made to the fucking Gears formula, it seems like they made it, they wanted to shift it in the direction of the new God of War. It's like, oh, we have to be more like God of War. Like, it seems like they're doing that. Like the skiff is like the boat from God of War, where you're just exploring these fucking open sea or sand or whatever, and then fucking go into these little side areas. It's just not done nearly as well in Gears as it was in God of War. And yeah, I mean, the shift to a more emotional story that they were going for in Gears, I guess, again, not nearly as fucking well done as fucking God of War. So in the old fucking Gears of War, it's just the focus on like soldiers bonding together through battle, like that's what it was about. Like, that's what fucking got to me. I mean, that's the fucking, the emotional, you know, the classic fucking, like, war never changes theme, whether it's fucking World War II or Vietnam or fucking beefy football players chainsawing monsters on some other planet, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, that's what it was about. So, they changed that. So, I was like, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, it's still fucking snot dripping out of my fucking nose, so I am going to take a break.
Rest on your as they come!
So, for all the Gears 5 exposition, I still don't know what the fuck the point of it is. What the hell the point of Gears 5 is. It's story. What's the point of the story supposed to be? I don't know. So, we start out playing as JD, Marcus Fenix's son, for the first act. And there's something about growing up and fucking not being cocky or something, and, you know, he gets fucking injured, and then you're playing as Kate for the rest of the game, and Kate's mother is the new Locust Queen, which is real dumb. I mean the effect that has on Kate is she gets headaches for a little bit. I mean, that's fucking seems to be it. Like, that's a fucking, oh, my head. And then she fucking, I don't know, then they go away towards the end. It's real gripping stuff. There's one section where she can, like, control locusts. Like, you just tell, like, fucking teleporting to the fucking locust's mind. You're controlling them for a little bit. Or she's being fucking infected by it, by them, or something like that. I don't know, dude. Like, who fucking, it's like, that, like, goes nowhere. It's just, like, one scene of, like, oh, dude, fucking, you'd fucking see, like, her, like, oh, my head. And then you fucking, like, go into, you control, like, a locust for a little bit. And then it fucking, yeah, and then like, that's the scene, and then it's like, oh, you know, still getting these headaches, and then, like, oh, now I'm not, okay, I don't fucking know. So, yeah, it's Star Wars sci-fi, really, as in new Star Wars sci-fi, not good Star Wars. More robots in the game. Stop trying to make me care about robots, like, really, like, that's fucking, that goes for fucking everybody. Like, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of fucking all these goddamn, like, robots. Like, oh, isn't this one cute? Oh, isn't this one fucking, like, scary? Like, I don't know, dude, just stop with the fucking goddamn robots. Enough. It's just done with them. You're fucking Titans, and you're fucking, like, whatever, dude. No, this one's fucking whatever. Then in the new Star Wars game, like, oh, dude, the big fucking emphasis on this is your robot buddy, dude. You're gonna just fall in love with them by the end. Just stop, dude. Detroit become human, like, they're fucking goddamn robots, who gives a fuck. So yeah, you have your floating robot buddy there the entire game in Gears, if you remember Jack from the first game, the bot who stayed out of your way and stayed in stealth mode until you needed him to, like, cut a door open, like, once or twice, and, like, that was about it. It's fucking just like, all right, it's just this tool, pretty much, like, this fucking robot. Oh, I need him. Open the door. Okay. Uncloaks and fucking does it. But, well, this new Jack City is a constant presence. You know, if you're playing co-op, one player can even play as him, as Jack, and he has abilities and upgrades that you can level up by finding collectibles in the world. I mean, this isn't, like, control levels of collectible diarrhea, but I'm just not a fan of, like, having hidden shit that ties into, like, the gameplay. You know, it's like an action game. I was like, well, I gotta fucking build my fucking stats up, so I gotta, like, just slow down and, like, check every fucking corner for whatever the hell they are, nodes or whatever, to upgrade the stupid fucking robot. So, I mean, you can have him activate a stealth ability, so you can run up behind people and, like, execute them, or he can give you, like, an armor boost that, you know, just lasts almost like an invincible for a few seconds. So it's you're wearing the fucking Crisis suit, pretty much, is what it is. Just not as done as well as Crisis, but, you know, it's not as fucking, like, instant, and so you have to fucking, we'll get into that. Yeah, you have to, like, pause the game and go into fucking, like, menus to change what ability he has equipped, and to, if you want to, like, upgrade them, do, as far as just all, like, just stopping the game again. You're looking, going slow to fucking look for these collectibles. All right, I found them. I'm going to stop the game, go in the fucking menu, look at how many nodes I have, what can I upgrade. It's all these fucking menus and shit. Not good. It's supposed to be Gears of War. It's supposed to be this fucking goddamn action game. So you can have one of those personal abilities equipped, we'll call them, like the stealth or the armor or whatever the fuck else. Then he has, like, an offensive one that you can use by aiming and pressing Y, which is, you know, it's just send it like a pulse that lets you see enemies through walls, and, you know, you upgrade it. It's like, oh, once they're pulsed, you'll do more damage to them or whatever. Or you can lay down, like, a shock mine. Or you can hijack, like, hack into some enemies, and they'll fight for you for a while. And I highlight some of them because, yeah, you're supposed to be, like, swapping those out depending on the situation by fucking pausing the game and shit. And I don't know. I'll to take it back to that shitty game Control. Like, is there a new design philosophy they teach at, like, every fucking game design school? You know, where they fucking think it's a good idea to have, like, all these fucking paper, like, easy enemies to kill in like a combat encounter, Okay, you start off and like fucking like, oh, here's these trash enemies you can fucking kill. And then they cap it off with like, oh, well, now here's a fucking bullet sponge fucking mini boss that's just going to randomly kill you in like one fucking shot at the end of it. Because, yeah, Control did that, fucking Gears 5, like Remnant's kind of like that too, you know what I mean? Like fucking, Gears 5 does it. And yeah, it sucks. Like, I don't like that fucking that design shit where it's fucking like, oh, well, you know, it's not like it's a boss where you're gonna fucking, you know, it's not like a checkpoint to fucking or whatever. It's like, not like a fucking like really difficult. It's just like a dude bullet sponge you're gonna take forever to fucking take down. It's just almost like a fucking standard enemy just with more health. It's, you know what I mean, it's just fucking, it's, you're just gonna be in there long enough that you're probably gonna, something's gonna happen where you're gonna die, you're gonna have to start all over again. Don't like it. So the vast majority of the time in the game, you're perfectly fine just like staying behind the same piece of cover. As soon as you go into like a level or a battlefield, you usually stay as far back as you can be and shoot fucking grubs long distance, you know what I mean? Gone are the days of, you know, like good strategic level design where you were like flanking and suppressing to catch them from the fucking like sides and the back and shit. This is like literally, it's just so much fucking just like stop and pop and just fucking go to the, go to the fucking, stay behind a wall and just kind of like pop up, fucking shoot, duck back down, pop up, and do that all fucking day. Until you're about 10 minutes in and then some fucking like armored asshole shows up with a fucking drop shot. And if you don't remember what a drop shot is from Gears, I mean, there's probably a good reason why. Because it's that, quote unquote, power weapon. It's just like impossible to use. You hold the trigger and this fucking underground mine travels out in a straight line, and then when you let go, it pops up and it explodes after like a couple second long timer, like in the air, it explodes. And nobody falls for that shit. You can fucking see that shit and hear it coming from like a mile away, so super easy to avoid. You just fucking just roll. You like roll once, it's like, all right, well, I'm fine now. It just, really small blast radius, and it can't have any kind of like dependable accuracy either. It's just fucking, I don't know, it's just hard to fucking control and aim and shit, and just it sucks. And like any sense, if you pick it up, it'd be like, yeah, I don't know, dude, why do I have this thing? I'm not gonna get fucking anything with it. So, except when the AI has it, though, you'll be fucking like sprinting and zigzagging. It'll be like a fucking like wide open field. It's like, all right, well, I'm gonna fucking try to get away from this, you know, get up close to this guy. So you're like zigzagging and shit, and just then you fucking just like randomly just, oh no, it just exploded. Like you just fucking explode into fucking pieces, like dead from something that you couldn't even see, like during a roadie run, which you shouldn't even be able to fucking hit anybody running when they're fucking running with that trash. There'd be a fucking like no way to do that, like in a real in a real world scenario, you know. And fucking, if you're playing multiplayer and somebody's just running, dude, and it's fucking like, yeah, not gonna hit somebody with that fucking thing no matter what. But the, you know, the AI does, and you know, a lot of them are fucking, a lot of the fucking guys who are using the drop shots, they're like protected by these fucking bots that shield them and make them like invincible until you take the fucking stupid bots down. And those things are a fucking ball buster to fucking like hit at all, because they'll sway like left and right. So, and those fucking like get behind a wall, like they'll be shielding the dude, and it's like, all right, dude, try to hit his bot, and it's fucking like, all right, well, now the fucking bot just swung some ways that I just can't hit him at all from this fucking angle. I just have to sit here and wait. There's nothing I can do for a long time, but hopefully he fucking moves out of the fucking way. And again, if it was good AI, if there was like some fucking like spot he could sit in the game and just be invincible, like why wouldn't he do that? I don't know, but. To make the already, it just makes the already two fucking bullet spongy enemies have even more fucking health, pretty much, is what it is. So, they might not be too, like, that much of a problem if your squad mate's AI, if the people on your side, it's like, hey, dude, these fucking enemy fucking AI is fucking like crazy, just like they're doing stupid shit they shouldn't be able to, and just again hitting you with fucking drop shots. That fucking, like, there's no way anyone in, that'd be like a once in a lifetime thing, and they just do it all the fucking time, and just, you know, whatever. But your squad mate's AI is fucking awful. I don't know what the fuck they're doing most of the fucking time. You know, who they're shooting at. No, they're not shooting at who they should be fucking shooting at, if they're fucking like aiming at anybody. That's for sure. So usually you'll catch them, it's like, oh, what the fuck are they doing? You look around, they're just like walking into a wall. Like, you know what I mean? It's like all three of them or four of them is like walking, dude, like fucking just in a wall, just glitched out. Like they're being possessed by the fucking Blair Witch. They're, you know, standing with their head in the corner. So, I'm not even saying the fucking Gears 5 campaign is like awful. I mean, it's a hell of a lot better than the fucking Gears 4, I will say that. They don't have you do that fucking tower defense bullshit or the mini horde shit. Thankfully, they had in 4. That shit was awful. And the last act of Gears 5 is mostly just like classic Gears of War, where you're in a fucking ruined city, or, you know, it's tighter quarters. There are locusts crawling out of the fucking holes in the ground that you have to throw grenades in to close it off and stop them from spawning. Being pinned down by turrets, and you have to like flank. I just wish more of the game was like that. You know, it's like, oh, this last act's pretty fucking good. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, oh, but what the hell was that? It's like, what the hell was the two levels before this where it was just fucking like doing nothing, like fucking going around in that stupid skiff? Like, that shit sucked. So, you know, getting fucking 2 hours of getting snow and red sand in your fucking vagina before you can actually play like a good fucking level in the game. So, so the campaign, it's good until it's not. Like, you know, the last boss is a tentacle monster. I'm going to tell you how that ties into the greater lore, but that's what it is. And visually, I mean, it's very cool looking, but the mechanics of the fucking fight, that last fight, not that interesting, not that good, with your retarded AI squad mates anyway. So yeah, it's just this fucking monster. It opens his mouth, and these tongues come out of his fucking. It looks like a fucking tremor, pretty much. So these fucking like tongues come out, these bright yellow glowing tongues that you're supposed to shoot, because they're yellow and glowing. And if you don't do enough damage to them within a couple of seconds, they'll fucking like reach out for you and if they snatch you up, like if you get fucking like grabbed by one of these fucking tentacle tongues, like, you know, prompt comes up, you gotta like jam the B button real quick before it fucking, you'll be getting like dragged in. And, you know, you either hit that enough, you'll like stab it or whatever to get out, or ideally, I mean, fucking your other friendly fucking squad mates are supposed to be like helping you out when you're fucking like trapped in there. But, I mean, usually, I mean, they're pretty, when they come, when they lash out at you, the tongues, like, they're pretty easy to dodge. I mean, they have a big, like, telegraphed animation before they go for you. So it's like, all right, you know, it's fucking pretty rare when you actually get, like, captured by one. But the AI, your fucking team doesn't seem to think so, because every time they get fucking snatched, like one after another, they won't fucking like dodge it. So the majority of the fight, you're trying to fucking free these idiots, and sometimes like it's like three of them are fucking caught up at the same time. I gotta fucking blow my nose, this is fucking gross. So yeah, you know, shit like that makes me fucking mad, you know. Just the bad AI. I mean, if one of them dies during that fight, they're, I mean, you're fucking like restarting from a fucking checkpoint. And so sometimes it's a matter of, you know, you're at the end of a clip of ammo. It's like, all right, you've almost done out of ammo in your gun when they get fucking, caught. So it's like, all right, well, by the time you fucking like reload, they're just about fucking like dead, eaten and shit. It's like nothing I can really fucking do about that. I mean, you're failing failing the fucking game. You're losing progress because of shit you have like little to no fucking control over. You know what I mean? Control. But yeah, let's be real here. Real talk. I'll probably never play the fucking campaign again. That's not the fucking main draw of Gears of War. There's another theory about the fucking name too. So maybe they dropped the war in the title because it doesn't work. It's like a keyword in like searches, like online searches or whatever, search engine rankings or whatever the fuck they do. So, it's not safe or family friendly. So, I mean, the game is still fucking violent as shit, but, one of those things of fucking like, well, we want to avoid the term war, you know what I mean? Like, advertisers don't like it, and fucking like, oh, search engines fucking derank it, or like, whatever. So, some corporate boardroom bullshit. Anyway, so yeah, the multiplayer is where most people we be spending hours upon hours, and judging by some people's ranks already in there, they've somehow played 7 years worth of fucking multiplayer in about 7 days. So go fucking outside and get some fucking air, will you? We covered most of the main modes when we were playing the beta a couple months back or whatever. So, the fucking arcade team deathmatch where you can buy power weapons as you get kills, and you know, almost like fucking Counter-Strike shit. And the different characters kind of act as classes a little bit with different starting weapons and small perks. The arcade mode, it's just team deathmatch with you're buying shit. Like that's fun, quick, a lot of action. Can be kind of bullshit when somebody pulls a fucking sniper rifle out of their ass, but arcade is the casual, like, who fucking cares mode. Just go in there and get kills or whatever. Who fucking cares? Pretty much. That's what it should be called. Who fucking cares? But yeah, it's pretty fun. The ranked modes, though, I mean, that's more my style with, you know, team deathmatch and execution. The team deathmatch is what it sounds like. I played enough of those actually to get like my tier rank. You get to play five of them, I think. Played five games, got a silver two, whatever that means. That's my fucking rank. I'm assuming that's somewhere right in the mediocre average range. So, right on the money there. I met my goal for it. And then, you know, execution is where you have everybody has one life per round. There's no respawns, which I like, but in order to kill somebody, you have to execute them. Either, like, you know, pop their heads off with a fucking headshot, or fucking melee them when they're down on the ground. Or the most common way is that's why everybody fucking runs around with the goddamn fucking Nasher shotgun. As if the Nasher wasn't enough of the fucking end-all, be-all weapon, the end-all, be-all fucking Gears weapon. Execution makes it really, it's like the only gun that fucking matters. I think I've beaten the Nasher topic to death already, I'm sure. It's kind of random bullshit that makes you feel like you're good. if you get a kill with it, it's like, oh, dude, I get it, dude. I'm fucking good with this fucking thing. But seeing people like wall bounce around with it like a fucking mongoloid and killing you with it will make you want to fucking pull out all your fucking chest hairs out from the fucking inside of your body. So I do wish there was a mode it was kind of like execution where it's round based and there are no respawns at all. Like, you know, it's just fucking whatever, you know, 5-on-5, no respawns, pretty much just like execution. And then have like no downs, you know what I mean? No down syndrome. Just kills. Like if you drop somebody's health, like they just die. Like that's it. Maybe that's too hardcore for people. I mean, maybe I'm the only true gear left here. Maybe they'll fucking add something like that later on. But for now, I mean, those are my fucking like go-tos. Just, you know, ranked team deathmatch and execution. pretty fucking basic bitch fucking stuff. There's a couple other ones in there in the ranked playlist. There's King of the Hill and a variant of it. But I never thought fucking King of the Hill really worked well in fucking Gears. It's just something about it. Just, I don't know, just that doesn't like just like camping somewhere. It's just, you know, there's not fucking camping in the game already with the fucking Nasher. You don't need more of it. And then there's Horde mode, which is Horde. Really with all the same problems Horde has always had with the game. Once again, the games just go on way too fucking long. It's, you know, you're doing 50 waves. It's going to probably be over an hour at least, I would say. There's no way you're fucking going to join a game that lasts fucking an hour with fucking random match made people and not everybody quit as you're playing one by one. It just happens every fucking time. Every time I try to play fucking Horde, it's fucking just cascading. I'm like, all right, we're doing all right. Oh, we've been into fucking wave 10 or something like that. Cool. And then fucking, you know, just one person leaves and another person leaves and it's fucking never fucking works. So after wave 10, if you're not fucking down to three people, just consider it you won. Like, you won fucking Horde mode at that point. They don't let anybody join in progress, so they fucking just fill the spots with bots. And I don't know if I've mentioned this yet, but the AI in this game isn't exactly stellar. And I don't know what the fuck that escape mode is about. It's like the new one they were fucking like pushing at like E3 of like, oh dude, this fucking new mode where you're running for your life and blah blah blah, and there's fucking like gas coming in to get you. I played one game of it, and it just seems like it's a randomly generated map where you just run forward, and there's fucking like dead ends you're trying to avoid as you're looking at the map, and you're on a timer, and you have very little ammunition. I don't know, I just kind of like ran through it, and I got on a helicopter, and I guess we won. Like, I don't know what the fuck the point of that was. It's fucking like, I don't know, just go run, and it's like, okay, I'm running, and there's some enemies I'm killing, and the map's kind of shitty, and like fucking, I don't know, dude, like that's it. I don't know. Escape. And did I mention the crashing? Because, yeah, Gears 5, it looks amazing. Runs as fucking smooth as butter, churned up with the girl cum mixed with my fucking snot right now, until it doesn't. In the campaign, I would fucking, it would like start stuttering. It's like, this game fucking looks and it runs great, and then just get like these random fucking like stutters going on. It would freeze for like 3 seconds and like the audio would keep going, then the video would catch up, like shit like that. And I was just looking, I was like reading about it online, and that's just like a known issue. Like whenever it's the game's like loading shit in the background, it would it just like freezes up for a few seconds as it does that. So all right, dude. I mean, yeah, that wasn't like a huge deal unless I was like in the middle of a fire, you know, in the middle of fucking combat. Well, as it's fucking like freezing and it fucks you over, where it just fucking like, oh, I can't see anything, and it's just fucking frozen for a second, and then you fucking, your head's gone. Which actually did happen to me a couple times. Again, I was pretty pissed off about that, but and yeah, they said it's like, oh, you know, that's like whatever. That's like an NVIDIA driver update that'll be coming out that would fix that. And there was an NVIDIA driver update, and that did fix it. There's no more stuttering. But now the game will just randomly fucking crash completely and give you an error message saying that your video card has stopped responding. Which is great. That's another known issue now, with no real solution other than it's like, oh, try like restarting, try fucking turning off everything in the background, try turning off the game bar, try stop, no, don't stream the game, try turning off OBS, try turning all the shit off as you play it. None of that shit works. It's just a fucking like bug. You know what I mean? The solution is fix your shit, pretty much, because it's fucking like, it's like, oh dude, you know, I was kind of getting into the multiplayer shit, then it's fucking like, I don't know if we're going to be in the middle of a game or the start of a game, I'm just going to fucking, the game's just going to crash, you know what I mean? It's fucking so gay. So, I don't know, it's kind of, again, Gears, it's had some fun with it. There were some highs and some lows, we'll say that. But yeah, the crashing is fucking killing it right now. It's fucking like, it's, you know, yeah, I could probably just fucking play it on my Xbox One, but that would involve turning on my Xbox One. So we know that's not gonna fucking happen. yesterday was Friday the 13th. I've got an NES hooked up to a CRTV. I wasn't going to let that opportunity pass me by, so I played the LJN/Atlas Friday the 13th game, and actually did a little research beforehand to see if I could, like, maybe beat it for once. That'd be nice, you know. And I actually learned a couple good tips for the old NES Friday the 13th. Mainly, if you go into the small cabins and you pull up the map while you're in there, you can actually take control of any counselor whenever you want. So, I mean, you can set them up, like, you know, plant somebody in one of the small cabins that, you know, somewhere you want them to be, you know, just space them out maybe evenly around the fucking map, and then you can basically fucking, like, teleport there, like, even when Jason's, you know, if Jason's, like, attacking one of them, he either attacks the kids on the lake or he attacks, like, the counselors. You can fucking, for 25 years, I've been fucking walking to the blinking cabins with whoever counselor I picked before, and, and then, you know, you're taking damage, the guy that Jason's attacking is obviously taking damage the longer you fucking, you wait. But, you can just fucking go in the nearest fucking small cabin, open it up, like, fucking, like, oh, where's Jason attacking? If it's a counselor, you just fucking, like, go right there and just switch from the fucking map and just instant fight Jason with that guy. It makes it fucking much quicker and, theoretically much easier, too. But I still didn't beat the fucking game. But, it's just, like, shit like that where I was like, okay, I understand some of this shit. I'm fucking improving a little bit, little by little. And there's also a way to intercept Jason and just, like, keep fighting him over and over, pretty much. I'm just fucking, the point of the Friday the 13th game is to kill him fucking three times. But, you know, it just seems like he randomly attacks whenever he feels like it, and you're fucking, in the meantime, you're just, like, waiting around for that to happen and, like, taking damage and, but it turns out that he does move in a sort of pattern. Like, he goes counterclockwise around the map. So, if you catch him once, like the alarm fucking goes off, you see where he is. Like, you can just fucking keep going. Like, you can just go in that direction. He'll either be on the road, you'll fight him, or you just go into one of the cabins and he'll fucking be in there. Even if it's not fucking, like, blinking, you know, if he's not fucking attacking anybody, he'll still, like, be, he just goes to each fucking cabin. So, kind of hard to explain exactly, even explaining what counterclockwise is on that map, because it's still fucking confusing, even after watching the couple videos on it about, like, how the map works, how Jason moves and shit. But I tested that out, and then it does work. Like, I fought him, like, five times in a row. He's, like, kept popping up, and it's fucking, all right, he's in, you know, he's fucking going to cabin, he's there, he's on the road, and fucking, like, you know, fought him, like, multiple times real quick. Of course, I wasn't really prepared for it at all. I mean, I just had, like, fucking, like, a rock or whatever, and he slaughtered me. But, that's what you want. Like, once you fucking build up, once you have, like, good weapons and shit, if you could, like, do that, you could fucking, like, go through it pretty quick. Andy probably shouldn't suck at it, too. That's probably pretty important. So, yeah, I mean, there were some other strategies, too, like how to find the torch, which I guess is the best weapon in the game almost immediately, but it seemed like some sort of, like, glitch where you were, like, as a guy, you have to, like, be turning these certain, like, go to a cabin, turn these certain ways, and, like, pick up a note or some shit, and then, like, go to the forest and go up and down the same path a couple times, and it was a little, like, too much to follow, like, how you had to fucking do it. But I was more trying not to let anybody get killed, and I couldn't find the fucking time to, like, do that. I'm like, all right, well, now I have time to fucking just go run out in the woods and, like, do this shit. But I did get to Pamela's head in the cave, where if you kill her, you get the machete, so that's a pretty quick way to do it. Once you have a key, you just fucking go in the cave and go into those little hidden fucking pass with the broken rocks. You go up, like, three times and just fight her, and she's actually not bad. Pretty easy to get the fucking machete quick. So I did that. I didn't really fucking do much beyond that. some shit still seems unavoidable, like when you're rowing the boat in the lake and fucking Jason just flashes by in the water. So what the fuck is that? I mean, is that just like damage you have to eat no matter what? I don't think there's any way to get him to fucking like stop, you know what I mean? It's all he can jump in the boat. It just fucking flies by and fucking like ahead, and it's like, oh, hit me for like, you know, a quarter of my fucking health real quick. It just seems like there's no way to avoid it. Or maybe I need to do more studying that fucking... Definitely not with that How to Win at Nintendo Games book, because that was completely bullshit. I can say that for certain. That's fucking completely garbage, that what was in there. So I played yesterday. I killed him 1.5 times, and I'll say that's a victory, you know, for me. On day two, his attacks are, like, almost impossible to dodge if you're fighting him inside one of the cabins, and... The video I watched said, it's like, oh, well, you know, it's hard to avoid, so just don't fight him in the cabins. But I don't know. I forgot how to make that work. like fucking, again, I watched like a 10-minute video. It's a lot of fucking information to retain. And I'm lucky if I remember not to fucking dump my ashtray in the trash right after I put a butt out. So, there wasn't incident a few days ago. So I'll have to study a little bit more. Friday the 13th is a thinking man's game. And if you're a thinking man, send some thoughts over to podcast@gruntfreepress.com and try to think of a better website than www.gruntfreepress.com. And yeah, I, absolute deicide, think I am done. Nose full of snot and balls full of cum. Take a shit. You and yours wanna make a